The Giving Back Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you start by sharing with our listeners about who you are?
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Jeff Coffey, and I'm the founder of Zoe Angling Group.
And can you tell us about what your business does?
Yeah, Zoe Angling Group was built for a couple of reasons. One is we are an innovation company. We look at things in the fishing market that can be innovated from an environmental standpoint. So we're very deep in the sciences of every plastic and anything that's used in the environment. We're looking for products that actually serve our customers better, are more effective on fish or holding equipment or using as tools. But really, we built the company because we believe in trade instead of aid. And so what we do is we partner with teens and help to rescue women out of the sex trade, other places of the world. Although there's some young men also that come out of some of the orphanages and just some rough stories, find a new identity through their work and what they do in their day. And we're able to create double living wage paying jobs by building, creating, making fishing equipment.
So how did you end up starting this business? What you're saying makes a lot of sense, but those are two topics I wouldn't have probably tied together.
Yeah. So I've been a guide for over 25 years. And I love getting people out in nature and just helping to build relationships through going fishing. And I was thinking about starting a fly shop. And as I went to go and buy the flies for that fly shop, the person I was going to buy them from says, "Oh, no, you don't buy them from me here. You meet me over in Chiang Mai. We'll put you up. We'll show you a good time. Go over for a couple of weeks. What do you like, little boys or little girls?" And literally propositioned me right there. And it was not the first time I had heard the story, but the first time I had been propositioned. And I came away from that so angry that I called my wife on the way home and I said, we're not doing the shop. We're going to start something different. We started out as Fair Flies and we sought to be and are the first world fair trade certified company in the angling industry globally. Really looking at the amount of exploitation that happens for our consumer, especially in the sporting goods arena, that we literally couldn't find ethically sourced flies and started to have to try to figure out how to solve that problem. And then it just kept on growing as a vision. And as we learned more, as we came to understand cultures and really what the cycle is around human trafficking, that we said, listen, we think that this model, and we're still figuring things out as we go, right? Like we never have all of the answers. But we dove in with both feet and we started out with flies. And now we do all sorts of fishing goods products like our Wasatch tools for tying your own flies and making jigs. And now we're launching out into the gear side. So we're not just a fly fishing company anymore, but we now do jigs for bass and saltwater and species all over the world. And it's all done by giving somebody a job who otherwise wouldn't be offered one. So that's what we do to impact our world through our passions. The fishing is definitely a passion of mine. And I've come to believe that whatever it is that you're most passionate about, you can use to change the world.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.